Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Puzzle Piece Podcast, a podcast dedicated to giving you tips and tricks about making it in the music industry. In the spirit of reconciliation, the Puzzle Piece Podcast acknowledges traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. In today's episode, we're speaking to Alo Gilbert, the awesome up-and-comer whose unique blend of folk and soul stylings has garnered her a lot of attention across the country. Thank you for joining us today, Alo.
To kind of start off, your music, your unique blend of like soul and R&B isn't something I feel we really hear much in Aussie music anymore. So who are some of your like biggest influences, whether that be Aussie or not?
I feel like especially in Perth, it's like a massive indie rock kind of folk culture. So I was a bit worried when I first started writing music. I was like, oh, no one's gonna like be into this because it's not, I guess, the most Australian sound. But I have always loved like Lauryn Hill, and at the moment I'm super into I don't know if you know her, H-E-R.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's amazing. And like Sabrina Claudio, also Aries Roves and Orion Sun. I'm super into like these kind of alternative R&B artists that aren't really, I guess, crazy popular, but yeah, a few people, I guess.
Yeah.
But growing up, mostly like, yeah, Lauryn Hill and like kind of retro soul sort of stuff.
Yeah. And then, as you mentioned, like doing this kind of music in Perth where it's mostly rock and that type of music, did you find it hard to meet people with similar kind of musical views and stuff like that? Or were there a lot of people in the scene that were fans of the same type of stuff?
I think because I moved up to Perth originally to study at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts, you meet a lot of... I was in a songwriting course and pretty much all of them were indie rock or folk, and so that was a bit like tricky to branch out from that genre. But then I moved into the Bachelor of Performance and pretty much the repertoire is like soul, it's very soul R&B focused. So I feel like now that I'm in kind of a different, it's kind of just connections and who you know, I guess. Like there's always going to be everyone that loves everything everywhere, but it's like you've got to meet them and you've got to find the places that kind of cater for that genre. I met a lot of people who love listening to that and love writing in that genre and love playing that, so I've found like a good group of people that I can work with to write like music and to gig with as well. So
yeah. And then did you find that like finding these like-minded people made it easier for you to write music and get it out there and kind of have this, in a way, I suppose, like a team behind you?
Yes, definitely. I think it's super important to find, like you said, like-minded, like instrumentalists or not even people that you work with, but just having them around so that you don't feel like, not that it should matter if anybody like listens because you write for yourself, but like knowing that other people are enjoying the same kind of thing as you, I think it gives you confidence to keep going and, you know, explore that genre that you love a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you've kind of been navigating the scene since you first came into it, has anything come up that's surprised you about it, like maybe on the more business music side, like things that you didn't even maybe consider when you were planning to get into the industry?
That's a good question. I have to think about that. What's surprised me so far? I guess something that I'm still working out is, I guess on the businessy side, is like royalties and splitting costs when I work with people like online or overseas that produce my music, because if I'm writing with friends, nobody really thinks about any of that stuff. But then when you start to work with like other people and like collaborate, you've got to think about that. And I was totally unaware of like there's certain percentages that you get if you write the chord progression or if you write the melody or the lyrics, and like I didn't know any of that stuff, so I kind of felt like an idiot talking to people about that to begin with. But so I guess I wish I kind of researched that a bit more before going into those like collaborative things or like projects or whatever. But There's probably a lot more, but I can't really think of any right now. But mostly, yeah, business side, I'm still no good.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. So with this royalty stuff, were there any, like, have you since gone on and then researched it? Were there any resources out there that helped you with that stuff, or people maybe?
People, I think if you meet producers that you click with on, like, a friends level, it's not just all business, it's easier because you can just talk to them and you don't have to feel like you're being super unprofessional. Like, I found a producer, his name's Jack, who goes by Sensu in LA, and he's been so nice. He's just, like, a buddy now, and I can just talk to him about, like, I can pick his brains about anything that's kind of related in that area, but I wouldn't really feel comfortable talking to, you know, other industry professionals about it, because I'd feel a bit silly. And there's so much information when you Google, and it's hard to understand sometimes, especially with copyright and legislation. Like, you can go down a rabbit hole, and I'm like, eh. So it's good to find someone that you is just, like, nice and you can just chat to and not feel silly.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, do you think that also getting or meeting these people who can help you out is almost like a necessity in starting a music career? Like, you need these people by your side to help you out in certain areas, and that is kind of what helps get your sound out there and your music into ears of people?
Definitely. I mean, I'm sure that there's people that can do everything by themselves. I feel like that's super rare, but the whole music industry is very collaborative, and it's all about, you know, making connections and clicking with people, working with people, and, like, you know, divvying up, because I don't really know many people that could 100% do everything all by themselves. So if you're in the industry, expect to have to work with people, like, a lot of the time.
Yeah, and that's an interesting thing. I think a lot of people listening to this will be interested by it. Is what ways, I know you mentioned that you are studying music and that helps you out, meeting a lot of people. But what ways are there to meet people in the music scene? Like, how'd you meet this producer? And were there any other ways you got networked?
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously WAPA helped a lot because people in the uni are industry professionals. Like, some of the lecturers do incredible stuff, and that's helpful. But I found if I go to gigs, just, like, go to as many gigs as you possibly can. It doesn't matter if they're, like, big ones or just your friends, like, because there's going to be so many people in the music industry there around you all the time. And, like, I feel like going to gigs and getting out there and doing little gigs, even if it's, like, open mic nights or whatever, doing gigs has been so helpful because people approach you and blah, 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 that kind of thing. I met, though, the LA producer via SoundCloud. I was just, I don't know, I didn't even really share my SoundCloud. I just kind of wrote little songs and recorded them really badly and just put them out there and then as demos. And then that's when I started getting the overseas kind of connections happening. But locally, I would just suggest the best thing that you can do is go to shows and gigs as much as you can and do them.
Yeah, and then, as you mentioned, so then you're bound to find someone who, like, yeah, likes what you're doing and might be, like, keen to play with you or work on music. Yeah.
Totally. I feel like people would be surprised how much other people, like, want to meet people.
Yeah, absolutely. And jumping into more of the music side now, obviously you've chucked your music on Unearthed and it's gotten a heap of love there. But are there any other ways you've, whether that even be in Perth Community Radio or any other streams or avenues you've put your music out on to get into the ears of potential listeners?
I feel like I'm very slack. There is a lot that you can do, especially in WA. I feel like it's more than over East. It's really, like, they super want to get behind their homegrown artists, which is really cool. And there's so many, like, there's little radio stations and there's a few websites that you can post your songs on and whatever. And I still need to really, like, look into that. But I found Wham to be really, there's this competition, Wham Song of the Year, and I submitted my last song there, and it's been nominated for, got two nominations for the awards. And I feel like through that, because they've got it in playlists and they're obviously making announcements about the nominees and stuff all the time, I feel like that's really helped. So entering competitions, I found, is a really good way to get your music out there a bit more. And also submitting to YouTube channels can be good sometimes. There's just so much you can do. But as I said, I'm a bit slack and I need to do more.
Yeah. Here's an interesting point. And do you feel like maybe for people who are listening to this in maybe regional towns or less populated areas, that especially for you in Perth, that because it's a, or compared to maybe Melbourne and Sydney, there's less people wanting to get into the industry. It's almost like easier in a way, or there's like a tighter community, and that helps you, helps people get their music out there, if that makes sense.
I haven't, honestly, I only started music when I moved to Western Australia. I haven't even tried to do gigs or like network over east, but I have heard from lecturers who have moved from east to WA purely for music. I've heard them say that it is very competitive, obviously, over east, and it's also a bit less supportive in the way that, I guess because there are so many more people, it's kind of, it was saying, one of my lecturers was saying that undercutting was a big thing, like people would like lower their prices to try and get the gig, and it was kind of eroding the music scene in that regard a little bit over there. But in WA, I found that it's, there are so many venues and there are just like so many opportunities for little artists, like less known artists and big artists as well, to do gigs. Like it's so much easier to get gigs over there, and you can get, you know, paid quite well. And I feel like it's just a more supportive, I don't know, I've never felt like somebody has tried to, I don't know, dislike me because I'm of, we're doing the same thing. Like I've always just found it really a good community. And but yeah, like I said, I've never been in it over here, so I'm not really sure how it is, but I can imagine because there's probably less people, it is a lot, just a bit nicer.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then playing gigs in Perth, did getting these, when you were mentioning going to gigs and stuff like that, did making those connections at other gigs help you book those like concerts that you've played at venues in Perth? Or is there other means you go, or artists go in about getting spots at venues and stuff like that?
How have I gotten? Usually it's been through friends. Like if I've got a guitarist friend who has somebody asking him to do a gig and they need a vocalist, they can come to me and be like, hey, do you want to do a gig? So I can get them that way. Or like if I've done, and then once I've done the gig there, like at Mojo's, for example, I did a gig there and then the owners or the manager emailed me and said, we'd love to book you for more. So it's kind of like if you get out there and do them, you can, I don't know, you can also, you can reach out to the venues, but if you do a gig there, you might find that they reach out to you and they want you to come back again. And then yeah, friend through friends, if friends get them, and or if you have friends that are doing like a single launch or something and then they need other artists on the lineup, like you can get on a lineup with somebody else, not even a friend, but if you see somebody who's like organizing a single launch or a band launch or something and they, you know, they're going to need artists, like reach out in that way. Or yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So that seems to be like a good thing to that's come out of this chat today, that the main thing artists should remember is just going out there and meeting people. Like you'll never know who you meet and stuff like that.
Yeah, totally. I've looked back at some like songs I've written or whatever, and I'm like, oh, I just wouldn't have written that if I didn't by chance meet that one person randomly at that event. So yeah, just get out there and talk to people and blah blah blah.
Yeah, and then to kind of close out our chat today, what's next for you? Highlights was by far my, and still is, my song of the year. And you hit it out of the park again with Out of the Blue, another phenomenal song. So what's next on the horizon? More music, more any shows or anything you can share with
That is so nice of you.
us?
Thanks. It's a bit hard at the moment to organize gigs and then keep them set in stone with the COVID stuff. I had a few lined up and then they've been rearranged and the dates are still coming and stuff, but just probably a few little gigs. I'm still deciding if I'm gonna go back to uni or defer it and just focus on writing and recording, but I've got a few songs like ready to be released. So pretty much just, I love writing and recording and releasing music. So I don't know, whatever happens, happens, but I do just love singing and writing.
Awesome. Well, really looking forward to what you come out with next. Yeah, so thank you so much for chatting with me today.
No, thank you.
That's your man Alec Gilbert talking to us about making it on stage when music isn't really a massive thing, and how to meet people and create some awesome music. Follow Ella over on Instagram at Ella Gilbert. Follow us over on Instagram at Puzzle Piece Pod, and check out all the other awesome season podcasts over at sin.org.au.